Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today we want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning getting ready for the summer. Heat stress will be upon our dairy herds before we know it. So I think one of the important things for you to remember as a dairy farmer is that milk margin is going to be really tough to come by. So as we look at what heat stress does to our dairy herd each year in terms of level of milk production, I think we need to be preparing now so that we minimize that effect on our herd. Making sure that you do your annual maintenance, making sure we get those fans clean, make sure we check the cooling fans, make sure they're running. It's probably a good time to start checking those soaker lines you got over the freestalls as well. Pay special attention to the holding pin cooling systems. Maybe that'd be the place to start on your dairy. That's where cows experience a lot of heat stress early, just because we pack animals in there fairly tightly. And even at lower temperatures, even temperatures in the mid to upper 60s can create fairly significant heat stress for our animals as they're in the milking parlor holding pen. So make sure you get those systems taken care of. Also, a lot of times we spend our time talking about the lactating cows. Need to be paying attention to those animals that are dry. And that includes your far-off dry cows as well as your close-up dry cows, because not cooling your dry cows during the summertime results in a significant reduction in milk production of those animals when they become fresh. This is Mike Brook, K-State Research and Extension, urging our dairy farmers to be checking out the cow cooling systems on our dairies.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.